Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Home Time Radio. I'm Carmen Hara, the host of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, and I'm super excited to be with you tonight, and I'm going to take your calls, because as you know, I absolutely love working on this show and connecting with you. And I choose always different topics. And tonight I said, let's talk about your financial future. I found it interesting that the Feds decided today to cut the rates. So best time to refinance, best time to buy a house. The interest rates will be really low. They haven't been so low, I think, in the last 12 years. So based on that, let's construct the show on what it is happening that we're struggling. We're struggling so much to pay off our debts, and we try so hard to put money on the side. And when I say that, I'm saying to all of you listening, because 80% of Americans say that they are living paycheck to paycheck. The question is, do you really have to live this way? I do believe that we all deserve to spend less time worrying about what is in our bank account. And I think spending time in enjoying life precious moments. Life is so short, so it's so sad to concentrate every day about the financial aspect of life. And of course, all the headaches and the stress that comes with this. And it's all a matter of breaking through this financial burden and building that economic stability through everyday planning. And I know that's not easy. It's very hard to talk. It's very, very difficult to achieve. Very hard to achieve those things. But I came up with some ideas. And I'll, as I said, I would love to take your calls and see if you are struggling with money. And what is your take on improving your financial future? And I will give you my opinion. Because tonight I said, let's plan to master the money energy. Because money is a form of energy. Money changed through centuries. The idea of buying things, you know, we came up in the end with paper money. But we had coins. We had trades. In nature, we used to change things. And this was the way we were paying for goods. But money is necessary to survive. The truth is that although we are such spiritual in nature, we live in this physical world. And the physical world is a commercial world. It's the world of the matter. It's the world of the physics. And everything in this world is designed to be bought, to be traded, to be sold. And that's what we're doing every day. We're buying things, we're trading, we're selling things. So, and this is our way of living. So as much as we may try to be in touch with the divine, we still have to work every day to produce this money, this income, in order to be able to buy the tangible needs, objects, the tangible things that we actually need. So the question comes, how are we going to do it, you know? The question comes, what are the steps of the financial freedom that everybody is hoping for? And as I said at the beginning of the show, the Dow Jones, the stock market experience, the lowest point since 2008 in the last 12 years. And this is just interesting, and we are questioning, is it going to remain this way? Is it going to go up and down or even more down? And I do believe that it has a lot to do with coronavirus and world events that will adversely affect our economy this year. But I've been anticipating this economic problem for quite a while. And as I said, the interest rates will continue to decrease. And this year is actually perfect when it comes to talking about money, is to buy. Talking about buying, selling, but buying is, so sometimes like this is the market for people who want to buy. Taking advantage of the low rates, taking advantage of what's happening in this world when it comes to properties, a tangible thing. But on a personal level, most people struggle to make and to keep money. And the question is, why is that? And the question is it true that the system is designed to keep us down? Is it true that we tend to spend way more than we have and almost spending everything we earn? But the answer actually goes much deeper than that. Because many of us have money problem because we haven't worked on our relationship with finance. We talk every day about, and I talk a lot about relationship with the people in our life, relationship that we have to ourselves. But what about the relationship we have with money? So in order to have money, I think we have to heal a relationship that we have to money, because money has that, believe it or not, that abstract, that energetic, even a spiritual notion attached to it. Because if you function at your full financial capacity, abundance becomes an unstoppable force within you. But how many of you are functioning at that capacity, the full financial capacity? Because if you do, then money comes to you from all sources. And one of the things that I think in life you need to do is have a financial contract with yourself before you have to financially contract someone else who will bring you your income. So you be the one. We have a contract with you about bringing yourself that financial freedom by signing, metaphorically speaking, that kind of a financial contract with you in order to be able to believe that you will generate enough money so that you can get everything you need. Because otherwise, your relationships with money won't be successful. So what I plan to do tonight is teach you how to work on that, how to become healthy from the financial point of view and as powerful as possible. But if you want to discover what is your financial future, all you can do, pick up the phone and dial 202-570-7057, and we have some lines open. So I really would love for you to call me. I know Mercury's in retrograde. My producer, Christopher, is just telling me how bad sometimes, you know, when Mercury's in retrograde, even the phone works, everything. It's like everything goes backwards. But just try 202-570-7057, and let's hope that we will be able to connect and talk much more about how to bring more income in, you know. And I think that the love for money is the same lesson like the lesson of love. You need to love yourself before someone else can love you, and then your relationship will be successful. So the same thing comes true with money. You need to have a relationship with money before you really have money coming in. But before I go and give you my three financial wisdoms lessons, and let's talk a little bit about affirmation for wealth, and then the steps that you need to take in order to feel like you financially are getting better and better day by day, month by month, year by year, I want to tell you I do have a new course, a course that you're going to love. If you feel lost, if you feel alone, if you feel like your heart is broken, if you're going through a divorce, through a separation, if you're just single and you cannot find anybody, this course is for you, because it's called the Love School. And it's going to teach you a lot about relationship. It's going to show you the red flags in a relationship. It's going to talk about emotional intimacy. It's going to talk about different types of relationships and how to distinguish one from the other, about the elements of that soulmate relationship that we all want to have. And it's going to touch about so many things that are of a love interest. That's why I call this course the Love School. So in case you're interested, I want you to direct message me, go on Instagram, on Facebook, send me, go to Carmen Hart on Instagram, Dr. Carmen Hart on Instagram, or go on Facebook, Carmen Hara, and send me a message that you want the link, and I will send you the link. So you need to kind of subscribe to this course in order to be able to take the course. But I really recommend the Love School, because majority of us have problems in relationships, and this course is designed to help you overcome. Another thing that I want you to know is that, and I'm really excited about this, for you to know that for the next 3 days, my sessions are on sale. So 25% off. If you really think you need to talk to me one-on-one, I can do Skype session, phone session, FaceTime, in person if you live in my area. In order to schedule a session, it's very easy. You write me an email at Carmen Hara, my name, CRMENAJRRA at AOL.com. And you can even call. My number is on Facebook. You find my number everywhere. And we can set up a time to speak together, because I so much want to connect with you. I want you to be part of my family. And this is the way, you know, if you click, for instance, on social media and go to my Facebook account, Carmen Hara, on Instagram, that you're in touch with me, you see what I'm doing, you know exactly when my sessions are discounted, or sometimes I'm giving away free sessions and different gifts. So just subscribe to my newsletter. Actually, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you will receive the link to the seminar that I'm doing, the Love School. And I know that many of you are going through divorce, separation, so many of you are going through a pretty hard time, so you might probably need to be part of this event, and you will love participating in it. But if you want to improve your finance, you can do it right now by really calling and expressing your concerns at 202-570-7057. I'm going to define to you the three financial wisdom. The first wisdom is, don't keep all your money in the bank, which people do. Keep every penny in the bank, because you never know what's going to happen with that bank. You never know. So as you can see, banks used to give good rates if you keep money in the bank. Not anymore. Put money into something else, like we used to say, like the second financial wisdom, don't keep all your eggs in one basket. So distribute your wealth. So instead of keeping everything in the bank, buy tangible things, things that grow in value, sometimes buying land, sometimes buying gold, sometimes buying other things that are tangible, sometimes buying a house and flipping a house and buying something that you can resell at a good price, or buying something in foreclosure where there's an investment that grows relatively quickly. And another wisdom is, like, if you can not waste your money in all kinds of luxuries, invest in tangible, like I said before, in land, in real estate, in gold, in silver. That is one of the wisdoms of financial freedom and financial success. And now, before I take any of your calls, before I do anything, I really want you to understand that the mind can be reprogrammed if, for instance, you program negatively by your circumstances, situation, and you've been going through a very hard time. Or let's say you ended up by filing for bankruptcy, or or being forced to move out of your home, or really have a dramatic time, you know, lately, I want you to reaffirm and reprogram the mind and do affirmations. Like, I'm going to give you some of them that I think are beneficial for you to empower yourself. Because the word affirmare comes from the Latin, affirmation comes from the Latin word affirmare, which means straighten out, make it stronger. So you want to make your belief stronger, your energy stronger. So you have to say every single day, I am purposeful. I am extremely successful. My career is expanding and thriving. My business is blooming. I am like a magnet for abundance in every areas of life. I am talented. I am gifted. I have many skills. I have all the money. Money is coming through me all the time. So when you affirm, you know, your mind programs the brain, is programmed in such a way that you will just see a flow of energy, because money is definitely a form of energy. So they just want you to understand that it's significant for you to use all these skills, these tools, in order to break through the fear of money. Because not having money breeds so much negativity. When you feel you can survive in this physical world and you don't have the means, you don't have what you need to pay for survival, it's just a terrifying emotions that you got stuck into. And I want to bring you in this show, but I'm going to go to a short break. And then Linda from New York, Lelani, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a moment, and I'm going to talk about the 15 keys to financial freedom.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio, Carmen Hara. It's been such a pleasure to be with you. And as you know very well, I love calling shows in which people can reach out to me, people can express their emotion, can ask to get some advice, guidance, whatever I can give to you. That's why I'm doing this show for, to come up with my expertise, my belief system, and to also learn from you and do everything in my power to guide you. But before I go to the 15 keys to financial freedom, which I think is important to follow those steps, to financial freedom and understand that money is a form of energy at the end of the day. And knowing, you know what I mean, how to handle that financial energy is so relevant for your success. So before I do this, I'm going to go to Linda in New York. Hi, Linda. How are you, my dear? Can you hear me?
You can help me. Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes. Hi. I contacted you about this before. My daughter has a boyfriend she's had for a year, and she's engaged to him now, and she wants to get an apartment with him in a couple of weeks, and I have a very bad feeling about him. He's very strange. He has a very bad energy. He's rude, and I just wanted to know what you see with this situation. He's not right for her.
Okay. What is she saying about him?
She says that she's engaged to him, and she said that she wants to get an apartment with him.
Okay. And why does she want to be with him if he's such a bad guy?
I don't understand. I don't know. She could do a lot better than him.
It's strange. Not about doing better or less better. You have to find out what exactly is within her soul, because people meet sometimes because there are karmic connections that happen beyond our explanation, beyond our desire, beyond our understanding. They just happen. And somebody can come in your life and you don't even see that that person is a bad choice. You are drawn to that person. You are attached to that person karmically, and you have no explanation at some point. So I'm trying to see for you, do you think she has any explanation of what she's doing? Does she think she loves the man?
I think, to tell you the truth, I think that I sometimes think she's settling because she doesn't want to be alone and that she won't find anyone.
So that would be the reason, in your opinion, why she's settling?
That would be really sad. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Okay. But have you ever tried to have that kind of a conversation in which she's acknowledging who this man is and what role does he play?
Well, I have tried to have a conversation with her, but she doesn't really talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
She doesn't want to be bothered. And you know, I have a not a good feeling about him. He's very odd.
Because the sad part is that when a young person, your daughter is how old, 20-something?
She's 30.
So when somebody's in their 30s, it's very hard to interfere in telling them not to do it. And your instinct may be very right. You, as a mother, you have your own instinct.
But will she listen
to your instinct? You know, will she listen?
She
will not listen. That's my concern.
Right.
You have that instinct as a parent. You'd love to help her, but if she doesn't want to help herself, then the question comes, does she have to go through this karmic experience in which she will have to go through and learn something? And then she's going to realize how right you were, you know?
Do you see that happening?
Her coming back to you?
Yeah, do you see her realizing this? Do you see
it coming back to you with realizing it? I don't see it right away. I think it's almost, you know what, I feel like she's blind, you know?
Yeah.
And all she sees is this man, and whatever reason, she might have some other reasons that she's not talking about, why she got stuck with this man. So you understand what I mean? She's stuck, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like she said she wants to move in with him because he has an apartment. He lives with his parents and they're moving, and so he needs a place to stay. So he wants to get an apartment with her.
Right.
And I just feel a bad feeling. I don't think that it's going to be that great living with him. If she actually moves in with him in a few weeks.
Well, it looks like she's so determined to move with him. I wonder whether he's manipulating her or he has such an impact on her, you know, on her mind, that she's just listening to him and not to anybody else.
Yeah. I mean, do you see the final outcome with this?
I don't think the final outcome is positive for her. You know what I mean? I feel like there's an issue there with her and this man. But the only problem is that as of now, she's doing what she wants to do and she's not listening, you know?
Right, but you do see, you don't have a good feeling about it either.
I am not connecting with this man, to tell you the truth, because I don't have any element that might connect me with him. I'm just connecting with him through you, you understand?
Right, yes.
But I would love to connect on him by having something from him, like when he's born or something, so I can try to feel him.
Yeah. October 3rd. It's October 3rd. His name is Mike.
That doesn't do it. You have to give me the first full name, the first birthday. October 3rd, that's not enough. I need the year.
Right. But with my daughter, you don't really have a good feeling. I think his birthday would be October 3rd, 1988.
Are you speculating or are you 100% sure? Because I don't think you're sure.
I think I'm right about it.
Okay, and when is your daughter born? Let's put it this way. When is your daughter
March
born?
March 14th, 89.
Hold on, let's see. I want to see if this is a match or it's not a match, because that's... So happy birthday to your daughter, because that's coming soon.
Right, next week, yeah.
1989, yeah, happy birthday. Let's see.
He just seems very unusual, very strange, very odd. He's not polite to me. He doesn't seem compassionate.
Yeah, it's not. So if he's born 12/3/1988. Hold on.
Yeah, October 3rd.
October 3rd. Yeah, that's not a match, and it's not really karmic, you know? So
right.
They're not a match, and they're not karmic, but he's very charismatic, so he can... made people like him. You see through him, but your daughter doesn't, you know, because he's so charismatic. So he's charming. He's a Mr. Charming type of guy. But this is not a match for your daughter.
Oh, I agree. Right, that's what I feel. So you don't feel good about it then?
So I don't feel that this is going to survive the marriage. If there's a marriage, might end up in a divorce. That's where the problem is.
Right. So, okay. And can I just ask you one quick question about myself? Will I be okay financially? Because we share an apartment, and she puts in half the money for the rent. And without her, when she leaves, I have nowhere to go, and I can't stay here. I just want to know if you see that I'll be happy and I'll be okay.
So do you want to move if she leaves?
I have nowhere to go. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't see you moving out of your house. I think you will stay in your house.
Oh, you think it will work out?
I think somehow things will work up and you'll continue to stay in that house.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right,
great.
My Linda. Okay. Call me anytime. Let's see how it goes. It might take a bit of time, but you will be safe. And I pray somehow your daughter can see through it, you know?
I hope
but
so, yeah.
But don't try to interfere
wrong.
Because... if you interfere too much, then it's going to backfire on you psychologically,
okay.
You know? You have to be very smart here, very smart.
Okay.
Okay, my love. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So it's not easy, you know, in life when you depend on someone else to... pay for your rent or to pay, it's very difficult. So let's see who else is calling. And then I would love to come and go and see who else is right now calling, because I would love to hear from you. I would love to see how is your financial situation. What do you think about this world right now? What the world is going with this problems up and down in the financial system. So call me 202-570-7057. And I want to tell you briefly about my 15 keys to financial freedom. And a number one key is to build your foundation. It's exactly like you build a house. You build your freedom of money from the ground up. Some people who are born, I was just thinking about Donald Trump versus Bloomberg, who built himself. He's a self-made man. Versus our president, who got everything. He was 2 years old and he was already a billionaire. So it's a big difference to make your own money and understand, or to be born into wealth. And majority of us are not born into wealth, so we need to build from the ground up. So that means that we have to have our priorities in clear order, like keeping track of everything when it comes to money and being disciplined. I mean, the story with the law of attraction, that you close your eyes and you're going to get the ring, the $1 million ring on the finger that you see in a store, I don't buy that. I don't believe in that's the way it works. I do believe that you have to work hard, that you have to be disciplined. You have to continue to make your financial dreams come true by prioritizing and establishing your foundation. Our foundation means own a home, have a steady job, pay your bills, whatever else lays out for the ground of your financial castle. So think all the time that everything you do every single day, it's about you building. And I don't know if you can do this, but I always recommend, and I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just somebody who went through life, you know, and learn on my own, and sometimes learn the hard way, how good it is to put something on the side. The best way to be protected is to be prepared, to protect yourself. And in every single week, you put 5% on the side, 2%, something from your earning, or something from your business. In time, it builds, you know, because small things you can bring every day, you know, to your financial freedom. Without feeling like you are sacrificing a lot. Small things like bring your own coffee or lunch instead of going and eating and buying them out because they cost 3 times more than money, you know. Cut down some time on utilities or not utilizing so much the things that you don't need, you know, like what is called economize, you know. In knowing when to stop, we have problems to stop things, you know. For instance, my father used to say it, I always have his words in my head, the higher you go, the harder you fall. We all fall at some point in life, and it's inevitable. Life is ups and downs. But if you're on a financial roll, good for you, but you need to know when to stop. Because sometimes people, without realizing, they can't collapse. Talking about our president, you know, because we're in such a day like Super Tuesday, of course, you know, collapse happened to him. He filed bankruptcy 6 times, which is not allowed, by the way, but who cares? Finances are a big gamble. And just like playing the machine, the slot machine in a casino, you have to know when to say another round and when to say, let me pick up my earnings and walk away. So that's good judgment. The majority of us, we operate on believing, oh, okay, but I don't care, tomorrow I'll have more money. But I don't recommend to take unnecessary risks, because emotion, they play a role in our spending. We are creatures of impulse, especially when it comes to our finance, and that's a big statement. We see something we like, and our rational, sensory, temporary put a stop on it. But then, you know, our emotions say, no, I need to have this purse, but I need to have this car. But then we cannot afford all of this. So you have to always remember to keep the logical side of your brain switch on at all times. Before you buy, ask yourself, what would happen if I don't buy this purse? What if I don't buy this car?
Is this a purchase that is necessary for me? Or I'm just impulsively buying it because I want to look cool or whatever. Don't make any major financial move while you're under emotional distress or desperation, because that's when people buy. I remember I sold my own jewelry on QVC, and I went to different courses, but because they let you be on QVC, they train you. And one of the things that I learned in those courses is pay attention when you sell your stuff, how you sell it on television, how you sell it. I had my own jewelry line called Karmic Treasures. And I had a beautiful line that was very symbolic, you know. And I remember that I was always told, be aware of how you introduce, because there's a lot of people out there who will buy it because they're emotional, because they listen to what you have to say, because they think they need that jewelry that you're selling, though they don't need it. So it's fascinating, the psychology of the people who buy and the psychology of the people who create things to be bought. So what I'm trying to say that it's good to use the logical side of the brain. And when you go through a hard time, or you go through a divorce, you go through a financial crisis, don't make any major financial move when you're under that emotional distress or desperation again. One of the factors that makes you want to feel good and buy something you actually don't need is that state of mind of desperation or distress. And in life, you have to break the cycle. It's significant to break the cycle. If you're stuck in a less than positive financial cycle, then you need to study the repetition to see where you can break a link in the chain. Because the problem is, if you go in that circle on and on and on and on, you feel like nothing will ever stop. You feel like this will go on and on forever. Many times we rely on others or the outside world to pull us out of a tough monetary situation. People who say, well, if my daughter doesn't pay the rent, then I need to get out of that place. But is there any other way for you to keep that place so you don't depend on your daughter, on a roommate, or anyone else? How can you empower yourself so you make more money so you don't have to rely on anybody else? You don't have to rely on the outside world to pull you out of a tough monetary situation when we should be turning to ourselves. Like, evaluate where you went wrong and listen to the pattern that have kept you on a financial dead end until now. Because if you depend on somebody to pay your rent, if you depend on somebody to buy your prescription, if you depend on somebody to do things for you financially, then somewhere down the line, you know, there were things that were done the incorrect way. Something went wrong. And that something wrong threw you into a vicious cycle. So be aware of the cycle that can get you trapped in a bad financial situation. And you can break that cycle simply by introspecting and re-strategizing. When you feel like this, it's like a GPS, you know, redirecting everything. So you re-strategize everything. I'm going to take a break and continue to my 15 steps for financial freedom. I'm going to also take your calls. So I'll be back in a minute. Hold on the line.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm Carmen Hara on Umtime Radio. So good to be with you. I love my topic because I always want to explain to people that money is an energy. And money, people say, well, no, money is money, it's paper, you touch it. No, money is in sync with your emotions. And that's why everything is vibration, energy, and money in direct represents a form of energy. It's something that you know how to move, you know, how to work with. Learn how to manage those energies and the energy of abundance. Like have you ever noticed that the more scared you are about not having money, the more you really don't have money? Many people who don't have money are people who don't have confidence in their self, have very low self-esteem. They don't believe in anything, don't even believe where to start making money, and they become so down and so depressed and so demoralized that they go completely down the tube and end up homeless. Because all comes from your mentality. That's why it's a matter of money mentality, from the way you think about what you can or cannot attract into your life, or whatever you can bring. So that's why I want you to repeat after me. I will have everything I've ever wanted. And I will have, and then continue to say what you want to have. I will have this, I will have that, I will have. So I want you to be aware of how much can you have, because fear is the almighty enemy of opportunities. If there's something that can hurt you, if there's something that can block a fluid of energy to flow through you, there's something that can make you miserable, sick, having cancer, having no relationship with anyone, being stuck in at every area of your life, is called fear. Fear, F-E-A-R, fear. Almighty enemy of everything, of every opportunity. So if you banish fear from your life, and the way you can do it is through the way you think, if you empower yourself, it will strengthen your potential to be prosperous, because being prosperous is part of your belief. It's part of your system, of your energy system. So if you have seen people who are constantly confident and believing in them, they are the rulers of the world, and everything for them is working amazing. Those are people usually who become wealthy from all kinds of sources. But there's another thing that you can actually do if you believe in this. And all my life I believed in this. In certain objects that carry financial energy, exactly like we invented the cross and start wearing a piece of jewelry in the shape of a cross for protection. Then we wear, or the Star of David, or we wear all kinds of things representing different stones with different meaning. But the same thing comes true when we refer to finance, to abundance. Like you own an emerald ring, wear it. Because emerald is the color of money, and the stone symbolizes financial power. No doubt the queen has constantly all kinds of emerald. And you know what? It believes so much in your potential that can want you to do something that John Kerry did, the actor in Hollywood. He was just a mediocre actor at some point, having no money, and one day he decided to write himself a $10 million check. $10 million, not a million, not 200, $10 million. And guess what?
a year and a half later, he had his first movie, big success, and what number did he got? 10 million. I wrote myself a $1 million check, and 6 months later, I got that $1 million check completely in an unexpected way. And I always tell, go take your a checkbook and write yourself a check, and don't be afraid to write as many zeros as you need. So, because I believe that the moment you do that, you consciously make something happen. Your brain accepts that, break to that pattern of stagnation, instability, fear of being wealthy, and fear of not having, and poverty and everything. And you break and you allow yourself to have everything you need. So, also, you know what I mean? Sometimes the infinite symbol 8 symbolizes money. If you turn the number 8, reverse it, it becomes a symbol of infinity. And constantly draw this with eventually green, because green symbolizes the spring, the growth, the financial power. So, and carry that with you. Because that symbol is associated, I said, with the number of money, which is the law of karma. Interesting that the number one law of spirituality in this world is the law of karma. And the law of karma is associated with number 8. In numerology, 8 is associated with what? With the planet of karma. The planet of karma meaning money and power, because you are in the physical world. And then I'm going to go to talking about number 8. I'm going to go to my 8th element of success, of financial success, which is reinvent your source of income. Because it's very interesting. We are just creatures of constant change and betterment. Our job should reflect progress and evolution. But many times we say, well, I see nothing, everything is stagnant. But I want you to constantly take advantage of your natural talents to change your career, find a new job, find another way to make extra money. I always reinvented myself. I was a singer who went to college, that came to America, then wrote books, then did jewelry, then went back to singing, I then invested in properties. I did a million things too. Prove that those old talents existed within me, and I'm giving myself as an example that you should do the same thing. Take advantage of your natural talents to change your career, to find a new job, to generate extra money, and don't be afraid of generating more income. Because we're not meant to have only one career in one life. We're not meant to limit things in our life and to one thing, to one dream. So I constantly did so many things because I always believe that everything at some point can be linked into each other. And we have to use our divinely inspired skills, abilities, education, and everything else. But the more the time goes by, the more you discover things within you that are fascinating, extremely interesting. Another thing that I want you to know that is part of my 15 steps to financial freedom, that I am talking to all the people who have their home. Don't give up on your home. And there are a lot of you are in danger of losing your home. The truth that is, in many cases, mortgage companies will allow a person to stay in their home for years. I have one of my dear friends who's in her home for 15 years, never pay mortgage. Believe it or not, that's a reality. I can bring her on the phone. And since 2005, she never paid mortgage living in that house. And you're probably going to say, how is that possible? Well, there's always a loophole. There's always a way. There is a way. If there's a will, there's a way. There are things that you can renegotiate. There are things that, you know, that you can do. Sometimes banks don't want to go to foreclosure. There are many things that can be done. Every case can be different. But in life, you have to take all opportunities. And you will be shown exactly what you need to do, but you have to be ready to take action. Nothing in life comes from the sky. No, I don't believe in people so much being born wealthy. Very rarely it happens. And a lot of the people born wealthy, they lose their wealth. But I believe in being ready to take action. Don't say no to a new job. They will pay you more just because you're comfortable in the old job. Allow change. Be mindful of the opportunities the divine presents you and never turn down an opportunity. In life, you have to give to receive. You must remember that giving is as important as receiving. You need to give back to the universe for what you are given. If you want to get, give back. Because it's this transfer of money. If the universe gives you a lot, then you have to give back. Money shouldn't be stagnant because money needs to flow. That's why you get money the next day, you don't have it. Money goes, comes and goes. It comes with one hand and goes with the other. Stagnant money leads to loss. Money needs to flow smoothly and freely, constantly flowing. Don't hide money and keep their money, desperately keep them the money. They lose their energy. They lose the power. Money are used to be invested, to be multiplied. So remember that, you know. But be careful where you get it and who you give money. So it's not quite like that you give money to anybody or you get money from anywhere. It's important to remember that money sometimes are giving with the negative emotion, with negative intention, because money carrying energy like anything else in the world, the best way to get money is to earn money through your own way. Because a lot of people, you know, get money not in the correct way. But for instance, stealing money will never bring you financial success. It's impossible because it carried that bad energy into it. So you have to be careful with the money you give to others. Money can easily create bad karma because karma is this planet of finance, is the number one law of the universe, you know, and it interferes with your karma. So let's say you want to give money to somebody, you enable them not to work, you interfere with their karma of their own work. So don't do that. I'm not an advocate for lending money to other people. Sometimes I see that people are really in need, and I'm so tempted to give them help. But then I take a step back and I say, if I do this, I create a bad karma to myself and to the person I'm giving them to. So what do you want to do is be aware of the pattern of asking for money, which can both create, as I said, that kind of karmic imprint and interfere with your karma and that person's karma. So be aware of that. And I want to tell you something. There's no such things like bad economy. No such things like bad economy. I want you to know there's no such things like economy. Because economy, it's not a tangible object. It doesn't really exist. A good economy, a bad economy is a term. It's a term that is instills fear in people. I heard this morning, economy is going to go back and the feds are going to drop the rates. It's all something that is not real. If you want financial freedom, you want to achieve it. And you will achieve financial freedom if the economy is bad or good. It has nothing to do with the economy. As I said, it's just a term. And in my opinion, it's not something tangible. It's not something you can touch. You don't know. It doesn't really exist. So I think a way for you to make money is to work on your own talent. We are brought here, you know, on this planet to work on our skills, on our talents, on our abilities. In your mind, there should be no such thing as poverty or the belief that I can make money. We are all equipped with the physical energy and mental capacity to be excellent workers. We're each good at something, and together we are good at everything if we are together. It's a matter of understanding your strengths and weaknesses, your innate talent and abilities, your vocation and career calling in life, and you put this to good use before you can start fulfilling your financial dream. This all begins with having absolute and unconditional confidence in yourself. And you know very well, Lelani, I'm speaking to you. Because I choose to do this part, speaking directly to you, Leilani, because you struggle financially. But if you listen to these tips, and I'm going to actually send them in an email or in a text, and I want you to know, and everybody listening, I want you to know that we are entering an era in which every broken, unfair system will need to transform. I feel like almost like a collapse of something that doesn't make sense, that is not balanced. The system, the financial system, the system we are living right now, it's very broken. But I do hope that, you know, we will survive and go back to the way nature intended us to live. So I'm glad that you listened to my show, and that I'm going to be with you next week, same place, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern, on this wonderful station with this wonderful people at Home Time Radio. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm extremely, extremely grateful for listening. Thank you.